right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Party Life and Music Radio. I go by the name of DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
Yes, man, it is April 13th, man. April 13th, and we got a guest DJ, man. Yo, tell the world who we got coming on the decks, man.
Well, we got this young brother from the DC area, Mr. DJ I Rule. So we talking about 10 plus years in the game. Definitely give you that party, that hype party set, and he can definitely take you to the islands. And if you want to check him out, he has a Twitch channel on twitch.tv/DJIRule202. So you're going to definitely enjoy this one.
All right, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, look, before we get into his set, man, we got to give some thanks, man. We got to give some thanks to the people who've been or continue to support us. People who are continuing to support us, man. We got people in the United States. We got countries out there like Greece, Germany, Japan, Iran, Australia, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, Mexico. Those are just the top ones on our list. In terms of cities, man, yo, shout out to Baltimore, Maryland, man. Shout out to Baltimore, Maryland, for real.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Definitely got, we got Athens, Attica. We got Hope, Ohio. We got Columbus, Ohio. We got Tehran. We got Washington, Virginia. Tokyo. Atlanta, GA, Berlin.
Tokyo, love us.
Yeah. And Frankfurt. Frankfurt has out in Germany, man. So thank you all for continuing to listen to the show and supporting the channel, the podcast. We appreciate y'all as well. But look, we gonna get into our guest DJ, DJ Iru. Yo, do the damn thing, bro.
Yes, right. Let's do it.
Right hand up, put your left hand up, put your right hand up, put your left hand up, put your right hand up. Man, man, it's whatever. Get a pop, whatever. Get a pop, whatever. powers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Line action, knock all the thing lock up. Lock it up, girl, enough of them can't match up. Boom, check it out, them mad girl, now let up. You are hot sauce, make a girl play catch up on every billboard. You chop it, bill up, chop it, bill up. You chop it, bill up, everything about your outstanding. Even your makeup, girl, lock them off. Anytime you pop up, anytime you dance, a girl get my boom, boom. But this girl out the road, they can't match up. Sit them a dog, stock, the figure, check up.
What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? What's my favorite word?
From a birthday, and I can tell you the reason it was Thursday. La mama getting it in, no, no, no. yours to an extension. You so bad, yeah, you so vicious. I'm so glad that you not his chick. She wanted a nigga, got the right one. I wanted a bag, she looking like fun. Put up on me, baby, and spend the night. They saying I'm strong, they lie.
I can't let you go without me.
Charlie got me. Wait, now the woman tryna lock me. It can't be nobody if it's not me. I'm in the same spot that you drop me.
Come do sexy, spice like New Orleans, yeah. Go and do the thing. And who got the keys to me, mommy, what's do the thing right now? And I know that you know this. And that so bad, can't focus. And can someone please call 911? Cause murder, she wrote it. Me's a shotta, she's a shotta. We some dandadas. Step from London. One for put my lips on you like the grabba. I'm senseless. No pretending, I'm on a sending. Cause you's a bad, bad girl, you not take back chat. But tonight you gotta take back shot. Fling up the dress, let me take that, that. She know we do the thing.
No for do your thing, hey, that mash up. Tell you no for do your thing, you not take back chat, yeah. No for do your thing, hey, that mash up. Tell you no for do your thing, you not take back chat.
It's God's beat, baby.
And I don't know. I'ma put a light in the sky for the G's that done turn memory from go. Blessings we send to the ghetto youth, them where I take the thing I from. No, why them a pray me a bad mind? Spliff me no care for no bad mind. Shine me a shine like the jewel in the chain. No gain till the blessings fall in me right hand. Straight up in right hand. And I lick two shots in the air. We no fear, we no care for the hype man. We no can't wash no face of the bad mind people. Breathing on my body, have a watch for the reaper. See, we get big money everywhere we go. From we step in, have a go, get the door. When they get to you, them shine, we a shine. Blessings to the hustle, them we a grind. We a do enough rough thing for the paper. And we a spread enough thing for me neighbors.
Blessings all for me life and
take control of me. Girl, them champion
in it.
Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Finger rag a rhythm like it's so free. Bossy, house on the post G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like a bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm
if you're feeling good, you wanna dance and sing. What you waiting on? Get up and do your thing. Show you right.
Yo, man, that was a hot mix, man. Yo, my, yo, Iru, you did the damn thing, man. You been doing some, some Chuck, for real. Chuck Brown, the legend, man. You doing some Chuck. That inspired me, man, for real.
Yeah, that let you know that, you know, the brother, he's going to give you a variety of a lot of things. And these are the type of DJs that we love when they give you a variety of different types of music. Because that's what we do. We're going to give you a variety. You know, we're not going to be stuck in that lane. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, definitely, it was a fun mix.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. So look, man, we ain't going to stay too long on the topics because, man, I'm trying to find some good news out there, man. But damn it, it's like, the weather is opening. I mean, it is spring. The weather is getting warmer. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, man, that's when some people start tripping. Yes, unfortunately, COVID-19 is still there. And people are taking the vaccines and some people don't want it, man. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that real quick, man?
Well, I know when it comes to the vaccine, I'm still on the fence about it, but I know I'm kind of leaning towards getting it myself. So far, the results have been looking pretty good, even though, like, you have certain vaccines that may be more preferable than others, because I think Johnson & Johnson, I think they're having a bit of issues right now. I think that's what I've been hearing. Because I know you got Moderna and you got Pfizer, so, but either way it goes, it'll get us back to some level of normalcy. But you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, still how do you feel about it?
Still wonder what's in them. I want to know what's in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is in those things, man? I mean, if you go put anything in your body, man, you just got to ask the question: what is in this thing? You know, what are the side effects? Some people are claiming of having their arms being sore for a day or for a few days. But as I mentioned a few months ago, we cannot still have this one-size-fit-all mentality with this thing because everyone is going to have a different experience taking these drugs.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and it's one of those things where, again, you know, people should do their own research, which should always be the case, especially when you have things like this to pop up. So, cause I know with my folks, you know, they decided to get the vaccine and they, you know, cause I know my mom was saying how, you know, her arm was sore herself, but didn't last long, maybe like what, a few hours and pretty much like the next day she was fine. So, so that's good in that regard. But I will ask this question. Now we've had, was this COVID-19, right?
Yeah.
So the question. Yeah, right. So I'm gonna pose this question to you. Why wasn't there any shutdowns of COVID 1 to 18? Why was there no shutdowns of those COVIDs?
From COVID 1 to 18.
Through 18, wow. Yeah. So the reason why I asked this question is because this is what Ted Nugent wants to know. He wants to know where the shutdowns were for COVID 1 through 18. All right. This is what he wants to know. So this is a rock star back in the day. One of his tunes he came up with was Cat Scratch Fever. And so he was wondering what happened to the shutdowns of these previous COVIDs. Now, if anybody doesn't remember or doesn't know, COVID-19 is not the number of COVIDs that occurred. COVID-19 is the virus that occurred in 2019. So the 19 is the year that it occurred. It's not saying how many there were. Because I know Kellyanne Conway was one that was saying, well, what happened in, with COVID-18 or what happened to COVID-17? So, yeah. So, So Ted Nugent, and if anybody wants to check it out, it's definitely on Facebook Live. And he definitely goes on a rant, like, what happened to these COVIDs? So, I mean, he does mention about the 500,000 and what he believes that, because at first he believes it's bullshit, but he believes that medical examiners in all 50 states have gone, I put down on the death certificate that he died of asphyxiation, but they made me put COVID, right? So that was that talk. But, yeah, just wanted to know, what happened to these other shutdowns? You know, what happened to COVID-1, COVID-2, COVID-3? So that's what he wants to know, not knowing that COVID-19 is the virus that occurred in 2019. Mm. There were no other COVIDs before that. So I just want to put it out there. Yeah, okay. You still have those people that feel that way. So just wanted to make you laugh.
Yeah, some real ignorant shit, boy, for real. Well, look, man, in other news right now, man, the George Floyd trial is still going on, man. And
from
what I heard last week, man, they're trying to say that he was saying or mouthing that as he was on the ground losing his life, talking about I swallowed or took too many drugs, something to that nature.
Oh, yeah, I ate too many drugs is what they thought they heard. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, so that gives you an excuse to still, you know, press your knee on his neck,
mm-hmm.
causing him not to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs or no drugs. We saw what we saw, but at the same time, the system out here will have you believe, well, you saw what you saw, but you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what makes me nervous is that these cops may actually get off. And I think we talked about this before, either on the air or offline, the fact that the family received about $27 million.
Yeah,
it's going to deny them of pursuing a civil suit. Because my understanding, when it comes to criminal cases, if you win the criminal case and there's jail time involved for the perpetrators, that's one thing. But if they get off, then there's a civil trial. But mm-hmm. since they got that huge payoff, I don't see a civil trial coming up. Are we going to see unrest like we did last summer?
Are we going to see protests?
Or are people in the state of Minneapolis and around the country and around the world are going to react and respond like they did back in 2019?
Yeah, that's the one thing I know that's pretty much looming over a lot of people's minds right now, even with the cops. From what I've seen, during the trial, the prosecution is putting up a pretty damning case against Chauvin, because they brought in medical examiners, they brought in, of course, the police chief, and right now, from what I'm seeing, it's not really looking good for Chauvin at all, because I know, at the time of this recording today, one of the medical examiners pretty much showed about like the physics of how he had his knee down on his neck, because the defense tried to make it seem like, oh, he just had his knee on his shoulder blade. But video and picture show he had his knee on his neck and had it fully on his neck. Like he was actually like pressing down on his neck to a point where they basically got a physics lesson. Where they were saying, like, he put down, I think, like 90 pounds of pressure down on his neck, because it was a downward force. And you can see in the photos that Chauvin's foot was off of the ground, which means his whole knee was on his neck. So defense right now, they scrambling from what I've seen today. They're scrambling. So I'm like you. It's got to be one of those things where I believe he's going to do some time. Now, how long, I don't know, but if not all charges, I'm thinking maybe two he's going to end up serving. So I'm like you, if they do end up getting off, you know, will there be a civil suit? How will this go down? You know, my thing is they need to put
$27 million. I don't think they're going to do what, no matter what happens, they got $27 million.
Right. They do. You're right.
You know, so that's just my concern about that. I mean, that's going to say, you set this payment out from the taxpayers and you got this money for wrongful death. And that basically, it's like they had to literally be forgiven and things of that nature, man. And I'm going to have to really focus. I mean, I think I already got set up, but do what was suggested by Tariq Nasheed is that a lot of people need to have life insurance.
Yeah.
You put life insurance on yourself, and unfortunately something happens to you, your family is going to benefit from it. And you don't have to worry about Benjamin Crump coming to your rescue to get a piece, to give you all this money. And you got to act a certain way in order to get the money.
Right.
As they negotiate on your behalf, so to speak.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. It's you know, it's definitely something that, you know, we as Black folks need to talk more about, because I know a lot of times when we have those discussions, life insurance doesn't pop up. And I know for some, as soon as you hear something about life insurance or life anything, they automatically just go right to death. And that's not what that means, you know.
Right, but the benefit of it is this. If the insurance companies have to keep paying out all this money, eventually somebody's going to have to talk to the politicians or the city leaders, like, hey, your cops are killing people and I had to pay out, you know, $1 million or 2 point whatever because you killed this person, wrongfully death on this person.
So,
I mean, I tell you, man, it's one of those things where I keep thinking to myself, man, what is it going to take to stop? And unfortunately, I don't see it stopping, at least not in my lifetime. I'm not saying to be, I don't know, like I said, not hopeful, but I just don't feel that it's going to happen within my lifetime.
I mean, it may not, it definitely may not. But I know one thing that Dick Gregory said that I thought was a very good idea. And you know, and of course they're saying, like, you know, you can put them in jail, whatever the case is. Yeah, especially if they commit a crime. But what he was saying was, just like he was talking about when it comes to life insurance, it's like, talk to the politicians, it's like, look, we're paying out a lot of money, so you're making us go broke, right? Mm-hmm. So what you do is you take away the benefits of the cops. As soon as, like, they are just constantly just bouncing and flouncing the law to benefit their own agenda, it's like, all right, it's like, no, you can keep working. You can keep working, but we're going to take those benefits away. That means no retirement. That means you get nothing in return after maybe 20, 25 years. So basically, no pension. Pension, no gold watch, none of that. So they take all those benefits. And that, not only do you take the benefits from the cops away, that means you're also taking benefits from their families, which they don't want. So when you do a job and you start thinking like, okay, I know I can't screw up, because I know if I screw up maybe once or twice, the benefits that I'm receiving, my family won't benefit now.
Right.
So if you take them away, that will make them think twice. So then you start to have people that really do want to become a cop. They're like, oh, hold on. Like, you know, because you got some that become a cop just to be gung-ho about it and feel like, oh, okay, I got a gun, I got a badge, right? And they run out.
Right.
But if you make them think like, maybe a cop is not for me, because if I do the first wrong thing, they're going to take my benefits away and I can't get them back. So just make them think about it. Yep.
All right. Well, look, before I get into my set, man, I mean, prayers are still going out to, man, the brother known as Darkman X, a.k.a. Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX.
Yes.
And unfortunately, right now, his family's at a point where, like, do they keep him on life support, because it's about quality of life at this moment. And if your brain is in a vegetative state, dude, it's only going to be a miracle from God that he pulls through this. And I'm not saying that to, you know, be depressing or anything like that. It's just, unfortunately, from that overdose of drugs, it's going to mess you up. It's going to mess anybody up.
I totally agree with you. One point I wanted to make real quick, what Master P was saying, is that, you know, it should be more support out there. Because what he was saying, and I'm just reading off of Yahoo.com, where he was saying that, you know, Master P has suggested the lack of support DMX has received throughout his substance abuse struggle is indicative of an industry in need, which is very true, which is very true. So what he goes on to say is, okay, so he was comparing the music industry to the NBA, right, and highlighted how it went, how when it comes to musicians, there's no union to protect the talent, right? So he was saying, I feel like hip hop needs some type of union. The NBA have it. What happens when a guy fall off? After he done sold millions of records, even a female, what happens? Think about it. The NBA, when they done, they go to SportsCenter, they can sit around. Where do hip hop go? Go back to the hood? You know, so that's his thing. So he feels like there should be a hip hop union, you know, especially like, you know, like we're saying with DMX current state. You know, it's unfortunate. And like you say, it's just a way of life. You know, how do they plan for that? But if he was, if there was a hip hop union, it's like, hey, if anything happens, just in case, you know, if he does go down, then the family will be taken care of. You right. know, so that was Master P's take on that, which I agree with.
Yeah.
Which I agree yeah. with. It should be a hip hop union.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to get into my set. I definitely got some DMX in my set as well. So I'm keep the vibe hype, keep the energy hype, and we'll be right back to close this on out.
Let's do it, y'all.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
What they don't know is DJ the bullshit, the drama, the... Get the down, armor, get the down, city, get the get farmer, down, the babies, down. The mama, what? The projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers. It happens too often. What? The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem. The hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the Harlem. The hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the Harlem. The hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the Harlem. The hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bends, the what, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes. The jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave him the slugs, the one that put him in me. The snakes, the grass, too long to see, the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree.
Harassment,
the options, get shot, go to jail, or get your check. The lawyers, the part, they are of the puzzle. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. What? The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride, a car. The greens, the boots, the yard, you caught. The fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. What? The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. What? The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that's locked, the 1 hour that's not. The silence, the dark, the mind, so fragile. The wish at the streets would have took you when they had you. The days, the months, the years, despair. One night on my knees, here it comes. The kids I knew, my friends all turned against me. Said, fuck it, bought me a dog. Ever since me and my dog has been like this. He got my back, I got his. Scheming on Mac, that's how we do biz. It's about time to start another robbery spree. Cause yo, my way is highway robbery. When I was up north in Sing Sing, I was sending his home in the living like an orphan. Bad nicks, I'll be back, see if you be still here. You know my style, I'll put your f***ing man in a wheelchair. He'll never walk again on the strength of me. That's how I left from G, scared the death of me. N***s cannot run with the hot one from the shotgun. Caps close, wonder how we got
VE. My dogs believe in me. Petty thugs, hide your cake, never teasing me. I show love to all my girls hustling ones. Tussle with thieves, making moves second to none. I locked it, made a sudden move, you got bit. Flooded with the double law, real street shh. The blind head bandit, you got candid. Turn my face when I bust the cause I don't wear some block. Ass drag if the fire is hot. Go 3 feet, roll over and stop. Believe in this game, we beat y'all. You got money? Keep yours. For eyes, we staring, trying to identify your feet, y'all.
Come meet me if you trying to make a grand tonight, cause I can get it for you, dawg. I hate rap, yo. I'd rather be planning a flight somewhere hot on the wave runner, tanning with dykes, blowing the haze while all of them giving me brains one at a time. Y'all start from the front of the line. And as for you, Playboy, you can keep those raps and keep your awards. My son can't eat those plaques. Drove the Benz off the lot and just dusted her off. Tense rim stash took the governor off. Even the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls. Cause the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls. Cause the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls. Cause the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls. Cause the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls. Cause the cats that be hating still be loving the dolls.
You know what a dog needs?
The cats that be hating still be loving the dolls.
You know what a dog needs? Dog needs a girl. From chasing the cat to putting on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take it up there, put my there. Do I handle my business? Yeah, I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, I gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Every since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the street. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, so when it's my time, I've done it.
You kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I get nervous sometimes, baby. I can't help but think, you might not make it home to eat.
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the Gooch, disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, yes it's hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new raven, yeah. Time for new raven, yeah. No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my mind, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust the head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on pro cash, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't f- with one line. It's been 3 years since your last tear, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. Your gut, but did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, off your beat, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can get bad flavor, yeah.
Niggas, how easily we blow niggas. Let me find out, it's some more niggas that's running with your niggas. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my shit on tapes. Like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight? Then you haven't met the apes. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
That's how rough riders. Stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how niggas get down. Watch my niggas spit round. Make y'all niggas kiss ground. Just for talking shit, clowns. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Fuck a dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that dream. Five niggas on ravine. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. My home is a cave, and yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'ma pull papers, it's all about the papers. Bitches caught the papers, and now they wanna rape us. Papers.
If these niggas only do what's about to happen.
Yo, boss, let's walk this fucking dog.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The dog is back, baby.
I don't know what's gonna make it hard, baby.
Bus,
go hard or go home.
Bus,
dog, what up?
Bust these niggas in their fucking head.
I'm right here, dog.
For real.
Right here.
Like,
get
that car,
baby.
Fuck
get
out of here.
Yeah,
we do.
Fuck your ass.
Oh, shit. It is not a fucking day.
Fuck out of here.
But.
Hey, y'all niggas got a doctor in the house.
Bye. I'm taking the mic. Fuck who's next? Two niggas rapping the R, X, and X.
Come on.
My niggas ain't on no rap shit.
Yeah.
My niggas clap shit that quick. Yeah, we on that shit.
I'm about to roundhouse kick you motherfucking niggas face off. My voice so big it can turn the fucking bass off. Wanted for lots of murders lately. Cops around the place off. I bust a DMX up in this bitch. You better take off.
Went away for a while. Jail, prison. Getting down for real. Yeah. Fucking living. Don't worry about what condition I'm in. Gas can't survive half the places I've been.
And while a lot of motherfuckers sit and watch the throne killer. We in the booth blacking, dog. Welcome home, nigga. We spazzing in this bitch while we keeping the crowd hype while reminding niggas what this shit's supposed to sound like, dog. I pulled up in front of the jail and pick you up. Convoy your whips with about 30 bitches in the truck.
Come on. Saying lockdown is easy. But a nigga like me is greasy. Population of PC. Check my five, nigga. See when I'm on. Feed niggas with that thing, then I'm gone.
Most you niggas talk too much. Putting police on. A bunch of blabbermouth ass niggas. Jackie Glee on. Got to dig my foot in your face, putting my cleats on, your niggas off. Steady watch, I be putting the streets on. You need to
think, cause I got on a chain, something changed. Bitch, I am the streets, what's my name? I be trying to stay sucker free, look where the suckers be. Let the fuck under me, can a motherfucker breathe?
I know you baggage claim, rapping niggas just carry my luggage. And I take great pleasure whenever it's time to punish. Incinerated rounds, let me throw the ass in the rubbish. I don't give a fuck what they think, you niggas know that I run this. Y'all niggas see just what it is and how I'm on and how I fuck your money. Y'all gonna be the Dallas nigga for it.
Fall back, it's all that noise you making. Only let me know you boys is faking. And let me know that everything that you got is mine for the taking. Before I leave you dead and stinking. Bitch, look here, I don't play games. I don't say names. Come through with the guns out, spray lanes. I don't take aim. Hit the whole crowd. Boom, boom, my shit loud.
Look, y'all niggas know my MO. I kill your little boy. Heat seek a missile, whistle seek and destroy. You ain't ready for the standoff. And while a dog shoots, I'm chopping a nigga hand off. Funny little niggas see the way I treat them. I talk shit when I whoop niggas and I beat them. And if you run around, I whoop your ass coco. Don't talk back when your father's talking to you. These corny niggas is waving surrender flag banners. Taking no prisoners, pussy, I'm teaching your ass manners. And fuck it, and fuck it, y'all.
fucking with a nigga like me. D to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love to homo thugs. Empty out, reload, and throw most slugs. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bras. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I get y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. That shit crazy.
I'm gon' gun it down, run it now. However it's gon' go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga, learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. So let me get what's up in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gon' come back on. You ain't that strong, knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. A big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front street. To get dumb sweet, one heat, one deep, keep behind.
One, yo, one, two, three, four, six, seven. Blaze the hot trees that shine like heaven. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
Unless I'm in that motherfucker.
Come on, come on, come on.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
It's already starting to feel like it's that time again.
Okay,
and center. Come on, look ahead, see they piling in trick. Back in the spot to make a mile again, bitch. It's Bust Rhymes, a goddamn snitch. The cannon about to blow, let the niggas know. Quick shit, oh god no. The nigga gon' flip, spit, smash, cut a nigga face, kick a hole on top your fucking head, bang. Cause I'm in love with body and shit like newlywed. Damn, now is the time, let me hear you say ho, ho, hands up because I say so. Yo, turn full, my niggas, let's go. Now don't you see how we got them? We here to get dough. Oh shit, watch this. You better get with us. Straight, straight, black, black, out shit, my niggas. Hey, look, hey, you know the way we do it.
The conglomerate,
it's coming and we bout to run through it.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head.
Watch the way we kill them. You gotta love it.
Don't this shit make my niggas wanna jump,
jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump, jump.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
act the fool. You better watch out. Hot shit be bringing the cops out. Come on, street niggas is ringing the shots out.
Short circuit, blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rockin' up, not the garage and pull the drops out. Rockin' up, not the garage and pull the drops out. Rockin' up, not the garage and pull the drops out. Rockin' up, not the garage.
Yonkers, let's get it. I got full control with the rock and roll.
Yeah.
Three time fella, no time to pose.
Yeah.
I'ma call my homies, now it's time to roll. By the time I get done, it cast the clothes.
Sky's the limit, so I'm reaching for the stars. I'm tired of being that nigga that they keep behind bars. You got it? I'ma take yours.
Yeah.
I'm hood. Fuck a gun. I'll break jaws.
What?
Understood? There's nothing to bang for the cause.
Uh-huh.
And I could, cause you frontin'. Bang with them fours. Home with a brave nigga. Take it to the grave, nigga. Beats to the streets.
What?
Straight out the cave, nigga. Start off the school seat. Alright, let's roll.
Come on.
One step ahead. Up Palisades. Hit the hole.
Bat.
Y-O, nigga. That's what I'm reppin'.
Yeah.
Just do on that bullshit. Keep on steppin'.
Yeah.
Are you 10? Keep steppin'.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all niggas heard, but my niggas in Yonkers. Keep reppin'.
Reppin'.
Phase one. What? SP and the dog. I wrap this shit up, but what? That's all.
Yonkers, Yonkers, Yonkers.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
DJ Wahid. On the cut. On the cut.
All right, y'all. We are back. Hope everybody enjoyed that mix. As I mentioned earlier, man, I had to throw in some DMX in the set, man. So prayers are going out to Mr. Earl Simmons, man. AKA
definitely.
The DMX, man. So
total
look.
Fire, man.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But look, man, DJ tip of the week, man, and FX and I will both come in on this, man. And unfortunately, man, with the stories we've been hearing around the country with the carjackings and stuff like that,
DJs,
if you got an event coming up, and I don't care whether it's in the suburbs, I don't care if it's in a nice part of the city, wherever you're at, be extra mindful about your surroundings when you are loading and unloading that gear.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and you and I both want, you know, the types where it's like, you know what? Like, hey, like when you get to the event, right? Make sure, make sure that your contact is there. All right.
Yep.
Make sure that your contact is there. And if you're not really too familiar with the area, see if you can get somebody to go with you. So just in case, if anything goes down, you got somebody watching your back. Because, again, you know, you want to go into an area where it's like, you know, you walk in, the contact person or coordinator, whoever it is that they designated. So usually that should be set up before you get there.
Right.
So, you know, as long as you know that person, you're good. But you want to make sure that whoever set up the event, that they are there before you or whoever's coordinated. My thing is this, like if you go into an area where you walk in there and you're the only one there and you don't see where you're right, you bounce, call up who you have to call up. Hopefully you call up the person that set it up. Be like, hey, I'm here. Where do I need to go? Da 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 da. You know, so it's like and you can also politely let them know, like, I'm not going to set nothing up until somebody I know is going to be there. So because like you said, you just don't know what the situations are. You want to be mindful and you want to be safe above all else, you know, so that's those are things you want to do.
Right. And the thing is, too, man, with these you know, crimes, with these issues or the carjackings that are taking place, mm-hmm. especially as the weather is warming up, people are coming out the house more. I don't care what part of the country you live in, man. Unfortunately, it happens. Those who are listening to us overseas, it happens just when you least expect it. So mm-hmm. always be prepared. And, you know, I hate to say this publicly, but I make sure I carry something with me just mm-hmm. in case. So mm-hmm. in case I need to get to it quickly, I'm going to at least, you know, somewhat prepared. But I don't mm-hmm. ever want to have to go that route. But yeah, it's about your safety. Your gear can always be replaced, but it's about yep. your safety.
Exactly.
It's exactly. about your safety. So look, man, we want to thank DJ Iru, yo, for blessing us with a DJ set. Brother, you did the damn thing, man. Yo, we respect you. We appreciate you. We definitely got to have you back on, man.
Definitely. Definitely. And if you want to yeah. catch him, you know, we'll definitely give you his social pages. That way, if you want to follow him, I would say go ahead and follow this brother. So you can definitely catch him on Facebook at DJ Irule202. Of course, that's the area code of DC. So again, Facebook at DJ Irule.
The old area code now, because you know they're having a new one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. That's right. So that's one of them now. That's one right. of them.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're exactly right. Right. But again, you can definitely catch him on Facebook at DJ Irule202, as well as on Instagram. So same name, DJ Irule202. And you can also catch him on Twitch. So if you want to catch him on Twitch, that's Twitch TV or .TV, excuse me, /DJ Irule202. You can catch him each and every Monday on his Groove Steady show. He comes on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check the brother out.
Word, word, word. All right, y'all. I am DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
And we are Party Life and Music Radio.
Peace, love, and soul. How's it going down? Song to the song that I got to know now. Is you with me or what? You're going to try to get me a nut. Because honey's going to give me the vibe. I'm politicking with the chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rap bitch from 25th named Jamaica. Coming through like I do. You know, getting my bark on. She was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 54, 11, size 7, and girl,